101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Morning light, I could barely sleep. All night had you on my mind. That's alright, keep myself occupied. And expect you next to me. Interpret that, what do you think it means? Come to girl, please, say ski, I leave. One thing gives me some relief. I just got out by the skin of my teeth. Hey, my man, it's been a while. What's new with you? I got time for a story or two. Don't be shy, we brothers. All night I needed your advice. One grape, you don't tell me what I wanna hear. You keep it real, and every day I'm in the same mood. Need something to make my head smooth. Need a sign of to stay on the move. Get up while the sun is still out. Get up while the sun is still out. Get up while. When she asks me if I got a plan, I think I do. Make money and take care of you. Wear my heart on my sleeve and be true. So blessed to have you and call on your name. United in your warm embrace. I will wait as long as it takes.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
And I'm clicking the buttons today.
Yeah, this
so
is...
I guess I get to start all the segments.
I'm like so uncomfortable already. So my machine had some sort of catastrophic failure and was just unable to record the program. So now we have my dear co-host machine in its stead.
Yeah, and my laptop is great and I believe in it. Anyway, we just heard One Gripe by Yves Jarvis, bangers.
You know that's CanCon?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
I don't think I've marked him as CanCon for like the years we've been playing his tracks, because I really like him.
Well, there you go, CRTC.
That's
we've
right.
been playing even more than you told us to. But yeah, it's going to be a good week. It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We got 2 hours of music lined up for you, so that's very exciting.
We've got an Oscars post-mortem
yes.
to get to, of course.
We are recording this on a Monday because we were like, we need to talk about the Oscars, obviously. Mm-hmm. So get ready for all our takes. Although it was like largely like not that crazy of an Oscars, but you know.
Yeah, no, I thought it was totally serviceable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll get to all that. We have a different post-mortem, unfortunately, though. David Johansen, the vocalist of the New York Dolls, has died at age 75. David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter, which is a fantastic stage name. You know, New York Dolls were sort of like proto-punk, like punk before punk.
Mm.
You know, like the Sex Pistols said that they were a huge influence.
Mm.
In an interview with Terry Gross, Mr. Poindexter said, "We just wanted to make an explosion of excitement. So that was what was missing. Rock and roll had become kind of pedantic and meandering. It was looking for something, but it was like an actor in search of a play or something. You know?
Mm.
I do know."
Mm. Well, yeah, we're going to play some New York Dolls.
Yeah, so we'll leave you with Personality Crisis, folks. New York Dolls.
Everyone, welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I'm Megan.
I'm Dean, also again.
Yes.
Well, we haven't changed our names.
Just in case you missed the first part. but we just heard Maya Cook with the song Siller Juak.
Yeah.
Could be saying that wrong. Before that, song Ripple by Good Neighbors, and at the top, Personality Crisis by the New York Dolls. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
to the person from that band.
Poindexter.
Yeah.
Busta Poindexter.
It was really, really, really snowy this past weekend. I hope everyone got like bundled up, cozied up in their little house.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to do like a 3-hour drive, which was A little cray-cray.
Up to cottage country. The snow up there, there's a lot of it.
It was like 10 feet deep. We were trying to play with our dog. And if you like try to step in the snow, why they invented snowshoes. But you immediately sink like your whole body into the snow. So we were like crawling around like seals on our stomach trying to throw the ball for him, which was fun. Mm-hmm. And he got a good workout just trying to lift his paws in and out of the snow over and over
again.
And
then he went and buries the ball and then doesn't know where it is, doesn't care to find it. Then I'm like pawing through the snow.
Yeah.
Like trying to do search and rescue for like an avalanche or something.
I know. What's the point of a dog? They're supposed to be able to like sniff things out.
Yeah, and to retrieve.
He literally was like, it's gone. I've made my peace with it. But anyway, it was really good.
Yeah.
The drive was crazy. We did it at night, mm-hmm. and it was kind of blizzardy, and you couldn't really see very much in front of you, which we've only done like a few times before.
But... yeah, it was like blessing and a curse in that everyone was going really slow because we were behind a plow, or like, I don't even think it was like a salter or something, which is like nice, but also then you're going really slow, mm-hmm. you know? But it's impossible to drive through a snowstorm anymore without thinking of Ending Things, either the book or the excellent Kaufman film, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it literally does feel like that. But I hope everyone stayed warm. And I hope that winter is now over. It got it all out of its system. Spring only from now on, please.
Well, we'll see. It's like, what, -20 right now or something?
I'm manifesting, okay? I was reading an article about manifesting and all these people are like, it legit works. And some people in the article were like, no, it doesn't. But other people said it does. So what's the harm in trying? You know, you gotta like sit there
and
say to yourself that something's gonna happen.
Manifesting works, but it works especially well if you're very wealthy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something about like rewiring your brain a little bit to like for it's like habit forming basically of just like, but the habit is like believing in yourself.
Yeah, I just love that like this singular vapid idea gets repackaged like every 20. Like first it was The Secret and now it's manifesting. It's just like the exact same book that gets written like once every 5 years.
Yeah, well,
it's awesome.
Habit forming, dude. We should all try it. Anyway, what do we have up next?
You tell me. You're the one with the machine.
Oh, right. I'm in charge today. Okay. Up next, we have Yola Tango with You Can Have It All. This album is apparently 25
years old. That's right.
So that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, enjoy Yola Tango.
Bye. left to do in this town. I was born to roam, but then I got real good at hanging around. Sticky fingers, I always knew you'd pick up something in time. Action figures, this is the only real thing you'll ever find. And that's alright. Why don't you let
welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. We just heard Willing to Wait by Lily Monahan. Names. Before that, Down by the Water by PJ Harvey. And at the top, You Can Have It All with or by Yola Tango.
That's right. PJ Harvey record for the record is how old? It's 30 record, years.
Record for the record.
Yeah, the new 30 years ago PJ Harvey came out 30 years ago. I am very smart.
Anywho, we watched the movie. So before we get into our Oscars rundown, which we will do next break, we did watch some more movies to cram. Actually, we watched Long Legs, which was not nominated for anything. It was scary. I will give everyone that. Everyone said it was very scary.
There was some dreadful
parts that were very scary. And there was a lot of like person sitting in the foreground with a doorway in the background. And I was like, I don't like that. Please have your character move. I know you're doing this intentionally and I don't like it.
I thought it left a little to be desired, especially towards the end. It really, really fumbles.
Yeah, I would say the script was kind of weak. I'm not gonna lie. The story was good, but the actual things the characters say were very cheesy. It was like watching a random cable show. But
It was worse than that. Like at one point, like the partner literally goes,
now it's time for us to go to the asylum to interview the witness. Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, but I don't know, the story, I was kind of good. I don't want to spoil anything. It was not what I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was just like a sort of straightforward serial killer movie, and it's not. But yeah, it was scary. It was good. I don't know if I would like watch it again. I wasn't like wowed, but you know.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage looked scary. He did a good job. I liked the main girl too. I think she did a good job.
It's frankly, folks, it's just no one's favorite.
Yeah.
I big shout out though to Sally from Mad Men. What's her name?
Kiernan Shipka.
Yes. Who has like one scene,
I think.
and is easily the highlight of the movie. And then
yeah,
also,
she has a crazy southern accent.
Yeah, and like just even like the dialogue is hyped. Like I wouldn't be surprised if she like punched it up. Because like the things she's saying are like much scarier than what everyone else is saying.
Mm.
Also big shout out to the scariest jump scare, which is the massive portrait of Slick Willy in the office that they keep going to.
Yeah, we also watched Conclave. That was better. That was better
yeah.
than Long Legs.
Totally serviceable.
I liked it.
Everyone's doing a totally serviceable job.
I thought the acting was good. Loved the little costumes. Thought that they were great. I thought all the shots looked quite nice. I liked all the like dramatic smoke and like votes and the just the shots of the Vatican and everything. I thought it was like a beautifully shot and styled movie. And I thought the plot was good. It felt like it was moving along.
Yeah, yeah, it's well paced.
I feel like I have no complaints about Conclave. I'm not like, oh my gosh, Conclave, like yeah. best movie of the year. It felt very like just like random 90s movie you watch where mm-hmm. it's like pretty good, you know?
Like they used to make like two of those a
little
month.
Plot.
Yeah,
you know?
And now we get one and it's a bit best picture.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. But we will get to all our like faves of the year
yes.
for Oscars. We're gonna play some M Steel and the
oh,
Deal,
yeah.
which has a new music video that just came mm-hmm. out, and all of you Kingstonians look so cute in it.
Yeah,
great job,
we're very
everyone.
Jealous.
Yeah, looks like it was filmed at the mansion. Our friends are in it. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 acting from everyone was incredible. I think let's all like just share this video 100 million times and
yep.
make it go viral. So yeah.
Smash that like button.
Exactly. We're gonna play Roadrunner by Emily Steele and The Deal.
Running 150 days.
kissing your neck. I love your body. I love your mind. They will change. So will mine. But you are my best guess.
Best guess at the future. You are.
welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM. I think I said that right. Yep. You can also listen on CFRC.ca,
also
the greatest
correct.
Website in the world.
That's right.
Of course. We just heard the side Winder sleeps tonight.
Winder.
Sorry.
It's a kind of snake. You're not familiar?
Okay, but you know, you could also pronounce it Winder a little bit. It's spelled the same. Anyway, that was so. By R.E.M. Before that, Best Guess by Lucy Dacus.
That's a brand spanker.
And at the top, Roadrunner by Emily Steele and The Deal. Okay, it's Oscar time.
Folks.
We watched the Oscars on Sunday.
We saw Hollywood's Biggest Night. That's all the stars were there.
That's right.
Not really. Many stars were not there because my man Christopher Nolan is filming The Odyssey in Greece or Turkey or somewhere.
And he didn't let them go?
Well, yeah, they were like Matt Damon. Like, so most of the cast of that movie was like not at the Oscars because they were out filming in Europe.
There was many people that I didn't see. I feel like maybe I just wasn't looking at the TV enough, but maybe, or they didn't like pan to the audience enough times. But there's like some key famous people that I feel like were not, like, Angelina Jolie was in a movie that was like nominated. Was she even there?
She was?
Yeah, Maria.
Oh.
It was nominated for one thing, I think. Maybe she was. I also, my gripe is that, like, we tried to watch, like, the red carpet pre-show, and it was only half an hour long, so they were, like, interviewed two people, and then it was over. And I was like, who's here? I need to see the stars.
And so,
I know Ariana Grande was there. I saw her probably 55 times, but anyway.
The winners, folks. Anora Sweep.
Anora Sweep.
Was crazy.
Woo.
Not entirely. My man Yuri, lost for Best Supporting.
Or Vuri something.
Who's to say? No one's quite sure. But yeah, Sean Baker won for editing, screenwriting.
And directing.
And Best Picture.
Which we were listening to a podcast that was like that. I think Sean Baker last night did do, correct me if I'm wrong, the most Oscars for one person for one movie.
He's tied with Walt Disney. He is the only other person who had four Oscars in one night.
But for different movies.
Oh.
So this is the only single person to win four Oscars for the same movie.
I see.
Because they can only happen if you edit and direct and like produce and do everything
also.
Like in your own movie. Yeah, I guess if you're an actor too. So go Sean Baker. He got his flowers. Like
Now after that one night has more Oscars than Steven Spielberg does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, Nora's a great movie, so.
And Marty has one.
Wow.
And Kubrick has zero.
Okay. Sean Baker, greatest director of all time, evidently. But yeah, I don't know. I was so happy. I love Anora. It was like one of my favorite movies I've ever seen, I think.
You can judge me for this,
but I'm an Anora defender. I already went on a rant about it on this show, so I won't do it again. But I thought it was great and very funny.
And Mikey Madison won actress.
Very touching. Yeah. Go Mikey Madison. I think she did such a good job. I'm so happy for her. I think super well deserved. I know that like everyone wanted to like Demi Moore, like, comeback Oscar. Like, she doesn't have an Oscar, you know? She did a great performance. But I thought The Substance was, like, a really mid movie.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, one makeup, which was a shoe-in, and then everyone forgot, which, respect.
Yeah. It won makeup?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they turn her into a monster.
I guess.
Kieran Culkin for supporting. I'm going to say boo. They're, in what universe is that a supporting role?
Yeah, he's a lead in that movie.
Yeah, and so he's just doing Roman Roy. It's just Roman Roy.
I feel like it's a little, unfair to put someone who was, like, clearly a lead in supporting, because then, obviously, he's going to win, because everyone else was, like, actually a supporting actor and only had, like, a few lines, or, you know, like, he was, like, talking for most of the movie.
Yeah, no, he probably
also
has more lines.
Also, his acceptance speech was very bizarre, and I did not like it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just about how he wants
weird.
His wife to give him more children, and he talked about it for, like, 3 minutes, and I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah, strange and pronatalist.
That was bizarre.
But no offender is greater than Adrian Brody.
He already has an Oscar.
He didn't need this
justice
one.
For Timmy.
Timmy, man, I thought it was Timmy's year. I thought they were gonna, like, you know, they were gonna zag on us and give it to, like, this young buck. This is his third nomination.
It's incredible. Like
he's like a fantastic actor. Like Timothée Chalamet, I always say his name wrong.
Like he's a fantastic actor who also is carrying like huge like Dune, Wonka.
Yeah, like, he's like making the most complete money. Unknown.
Like these movies are like critically acclaimed and are making bank.
Yeah. And he always sits at the front row and they pan to him every single Oscars and make a million jokes about him and he's such a good sport. And okay, obviously like this man is rich, he doesn't like need anything else, but like I just felt like
I'm on his side, man.
Yeah, I feel like he deserved he did a really good job as Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. I think it should have gone to him.
He at like the BAFTAs or something, he gave a speech about how he wants to be one of the greats, like he wants to be the greatest.
Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah,
I like the ambition. I like people who are treating the Oscars like sports. Mm. That's what it is. Sports for nerds.
Yeah. And also, Adrian Brody's speech was so annoying. Yeah,
and ridiculous.
It was just
and
like...
Yeah, he was like, oh, like they were trying to play him off. He's like, no, I've already won one. Like, let me go. And then he just has another 2 minutes of empty platitudes.
And he's like, I'm wrapping up. And he clearly wasn't. And he talked for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And also had huge pauses. Yeah, and he was just like silent for half the time. And his message was like, peace on earth. And I'm like, what? There's like actual people that are facing war that were like shooed off the stage and they were like, let's let Adrian Brody cook for 9 minutes saying nothing.
And he didn't even do a patois.
Like it was just very silly that they like they're basically like anyone else that works on a film and like puts their heart and soul into it. You can have like literally 15 seconds and we will come like do your neck with a cane.
Yeah.
But if you're like an actor or an actress, like, you know, just like go for 9,000 years. But Mikey Madison was a queen. She had a little script on a piece of paper. She went for like literally max 1 minute. But Adrian Brody, like we were all ready to strangle him. I was like, get off the stage.
Everyone was
like,
just yelling. Yeah. but yeah, what else? No Other Land wins documentary. That was huge. You love to see that. And I've got one last thing to end on. Is there any other comments or concerns you have vis-a-vis the Oscars?
Well, we did a prediction sheet at our Oscar watching party, and I came dead last because I was trying to be really cynical about it, and I said that Wicked was going to sweep, and so I put them for everything, and they actually only won, like, one or two.
They won two. They won production and hair and makeup, I think.
You just said Substance won makeup.
It must have been costumes then.
They won.
Wicked won costumes and design and production.
But I should have just voted from my heart and said Anora Sweep because it was Anora Sweep. Anyway, we love to see it.
And I also got a shout out the one nomination that I think The Brutalist deserved, which was for score, was from where's score? Daniel Blumberg, also known as the frontman of Yuck.
Yeah, guitarist, vocalist.
Yes.
He looks like a movie character.
He looks like a Nosferatu.
By his appearance.
Yeah.
He probably looks 10 feet tall, completely like so pale.
Yeah, and gaunt.
And no hair on his whole body. Looks like he's like literally been waxed head to
like,
toe.
Remember like the albino mutant from Logan? He's that guy.
Yeah, and then he walks like really funny too. So sorry to just like
bag
on this guy.
I'm not. These are all compliments.
No, he was cool.
He was very cool.
He did a great job with the score and I liked his speech. So anyway.
And I loved in his speech, he made fun of the Emilia Perez song winners who like did the sing-along of their El Mal song.
Oh, yeah.
He just goofed on them by like humming the score. It was so funny.
But yeah, so we're going to play some Yuck. This is Get Away.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah.